Our next speaker is Rachel Young, environmental studies major from Minnetonka, Minnesota. Rachel.
Okay. I was deeply honored to receive the nomination for senior speaker, but as I watched the speeches from previous years, I became extremely overwhelmed with the task at hand. I am only one person, and how could I speak to the experiences of everyone in our class? The thing that most comforted me was the timing. It was extremely convenient because I am currently enrolled in a communications class that is based on speech writing and speech giving. I'm not a communications major, nor have I taken any communications classes before. But I have learned that there are three speech genres, and that this speech is an epideictic speech. An epideictic speech is the logical, ceremonial expression that levies praise or blame and often expresses hope for the future. So if you pay close attention, you can see all of the necessary components for a persuasive and moving speech in this address, so please feel free to follow along. I am here today to mourn and rejoice with you the conclusion of our time as undergraduates at Lewis and Clark College. There are three questions that have signposted the sequence of these last 4 years. The first being, where are you going to college? The second, what's your major? And the third, what's next? In May of 2007, every parent, friend, former babysitter, extended relative, mailman, and essentially anybody that we ran into would ask, where are you going to college? Now, if you're from the suburbs of Minnesota like I am, the question was followed by Lewis and Clark College, and then a puzzled look and a response, oh, nice, where is that? And then once I answered Portland, Oregon, they would say, ah, yes, it rains there. This conversation was initially exhilarating, but as the hot days of summer passed, it quickly transformed into an intrusive and obnoxious conversation. Saying Lewis and Clark College, it's in Portland, Oregon, and yes, I've already bought a raincoat, about 1,000 times gets rather relatively exhaustive. However, it was not long endured, because only after 4 months, we all arrived starry-eyed on campus for a new student orientation, also known as NSO. We arrived at Lewis and Clark, top of our high school classes, interesting, multicultural, multidimensional, grammatically astute, and well-rounded. This is why we were accepted in the first place. But there's always room to grow, and many of us needed to get used to the rain and wearing the raincoat. But I think that we settled into the weather and came out no worse for wear. The second question that we all received somewhere around sophomore year, primarily from our friends and family, because we'd learned to avoid those people who ask intrusive conversation questions and we don't want to talk about it. But the question was, what is your major? Now, I've already provided you with some insight into what was not my major, and I think this speech is telling as to where I should have spent more in my academic career. I hope everyone here took a comm class, because you never know when you're going to need to make a speech in front of all of your friends, their families, and the highest administrators of the college. If you didn't take a comm class, don't worry. I'm sure you could persuade Lisa Myers to let you pay for one more semester to get that last one in. The beauty of Lewis and Clark, though, is that despite your major, we can all listen to the musings of Milton, be both enraged and engaged by postmodernism, and learn the inner workings of a carbon compound all before lunch. I know that regardless of what major you made your home, we are all deeply grateful for the wisdom, dedication, and persistence of our professors. There is no moment more stressful than when you realize your plan to be a biomusic double major with a minor in chemistry and being pre-med and going to East Africa and solving climate change in 4 years won't work. Trust me, I know. And I do think that any of us none of us could have made it through this time without those inspirational lectures or last-minute advisor meetings. And so, faculty, sincerely, I thank you all. It's as intimidating as determining our respective passions by declaring a major, there is one thing that is slightly more intimidating, and that's the third question. It crept up around September of last year, and I'm sure it's going to be the number one question for this evening. But it is, what's next? For this part, I have no funny anecdote or insightful comparison to make. I have not seen into the future, and I cannot say with confidence what it will look like. And I cannot say with confidence what will happen after May 15th, which is the date that my Portland lease expires. I do not know what I will look like in 5 or 10 years, and I do not know what the world will look like in 10 to 30 years. I am, like everyone sitting out in those black robes, nervous for what's next. Fortunately, this isn't a problem. I heard that our generation is likely to have up to a dozen different careers before we retire. Unfortunately, all the information we have gathered here cannot fully prepare us for all 12 of those careers. This is because we just don't know what the world will look like in 2061. We do not know what the jobs will be like in the future, what the technology will be like, or where human ingenuity will take us. But rather than seeing this as frightening, we should rejoice, because things are ever-changing. We're all about to experience something completely new and exciting. And I'm sure that we all have a crystallized nugget of wisdom that we have gained here from our experience at Lewis and Clark that'll help us through those changes in our lives. Whether it is critical thinking or a commitment to excellence or just the ability to cope with rain, we will all carry a piece of judiciousness throughout our lives and our future careers. I can truly say that the people who arrived here during NSO are not nearly as intelligent, as insightful, as grammatically astute, as worldly, or as hip as those who are leaving. And now, my fellow class of 2011, I would like to say a fond farewell to our years as undergraduates. We're going to carry something with us, though, that we will carry with us for the rest of our lives, because no matter where we go, people will always ask, what's next? Thank you.